and it could happen any day now. A nomination for President Obama to replace Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. But Senate Republicans have promised to refrain from holding confirmation hearings for whomever President Obama nominates. Today, the president said he hopes the Senate will reverse course and that he is going to take the campaign to the American people. Well, Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, who's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says the president should nominate a centrist. He joined me earlier today from his car, and I asked him what he meant by centrist.
Well, Jeremy, what I mean is an eminently qualified, obviously confirmable nominee. Justice Scalia was one of the most outspoken, most conservative, I think most activist justices in American history. Some have been arguing for President Obama to respond in kind by nominating a comparably progressive judge. I don't think that's the right course here. What I'm concerned about is the functioning of our constitutional order. The Republicans have already stood up and said in lockstep that they will prevent even a hearing, regardless of who the president nominates. I think he needs to challenge that and put forward someone who every American will look at and say, by their record, by their temperament, by their recent experience, they deserve a hearing and confirmation.
Are any of the names that have been thrown around people that you would consider a centrist?
Well, for example, Sri Srinivasan, who currently serves on the D.C. Circuit Court, is someone who I got to know during his confirmation process because I was on the Judiciary Committee at the time. He was confirmed unanimously by both the Judiciary Committee and the United States Senate just 3 years ago, and he's someone who appeals to both Republicans and Democrats in the Senate.
But do you think that if the president were to nominate Sri Srinivasan, that Republicans, after what they said yesterday, would even hold a hearing for him?
No, and I'm very concerned by what message that sends about our constitutional order. Look, after 7 years of this grinding, unpleasant, unproductive fight between the Republicans in Congress and President Obama, this moment threatens to spread that infection to the last remaining branch, the Supreme Court, which has generally functioned during the last 7 years. In this current Supreme Court term, there's a whole series of very important cases that affect everything from affirmative action to abortion, from immigration to unions, where to have the justices unable to reach a majority decision for at least a year threatens to drag the Supreme Court into the dysfunction that has been, sadly, the case in the Senate over the last 6 years.
Well, you're on that committee. Is there anything that you can say to your Republican colleagues that would convince them that the course that they're taking is, as you see it, not the right course, and that they ought to hold hearings and maybe even a vote?
I am making that case personally to Republican senators with whom I'm friendly, and I know there are some who are quite skeptical of the position that McConnell has taken. McConnell, when he became majority leader after the last election, said that now they're going to bring the Senate back to functioning. And I think a key point in the 2014 election was that many Americans were tired of the gridlock, and McConnell has made some modest progress in the last couple of months, in the last year, in moving bills forward, and I've heard positive things about that. Now, with this stance, I think McConnell is breaking that promise and is threatening to plunge us back into complete gridlock.
But how do you combat the argument, though, that McConnell and others are making that the American people should have a say, that we should wait to see how the election goes, and whoever becomes the next president will then have a clear mandate to nominate somebody to the Supreme Court?
Well, the American people did have a clear say in this. That's what the 2012 election was about. President Obama was elected to a second four-year term, and the Constitution says that the president shall nominate, and the Senate shall provide advice and consent. Advice and consent doesn't consist of simply putting your hands over your ears and saying, no, we refuse to even have a hearing, no matter who the nominee is. That's continuing this seven-year-long run of dramatic and public disrespect for the institution of the presidency. And it sadly invites the Democrats in Senate to behave the same way if the outcome of the next election puts a Republican in control of the White House.
What do you think are the chances that President Obama will nominate someone, there will be a hearing, and that person will be at least voted on this year?
I'm confident President Obama will nominate someone. And I remain hopeful that there will be a hearing. But given the statements by every Republican on the Judiciary Committee just yesterday, I think chances that there will be a hearing are rapidly fading, and chances that this will become a core issue in the 2016 campaign are steadily escalating.
I want to ask you one more question, Senator Coons, and that is Donald Trump did very well again last night in Nevada. He's won the last couple of primary states. Is he a person that you could work with if he becomes the next president of the United States? Or what are you thinking about what happens next year if Donald Trump wins?
I don't know Donald Trump. I've never met him. All I know about him is what I've seen in terms of his speeches and his public pronouncements, which are frankly gravely concerning to me. He has said a whole series of things that I think go against the foundational values of the United States, not least of which is, I think, the dangerous and irresponsible pronouncement he made that we should be conducting surveillance on Muslims in the United States, we should be seeking to deport Muslims from the United States, and we should enact a complete ban on allowing any Muslims into the United States. That sort of religious test for admissibility to the United States runs directly counter to our founders' vision and our core values. And frankly, every other Republican presidential candidate said so when he first came out with that position. I don't know the man, and if he's elected, I think part of my job is to try and find a way to work with him, but I think that would be very difficult given what I'm hearing from him on this campaign so far.
That's Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat of Delaware, member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.